Okay, Chavre, so we have been discussing this machlokes between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, let's just chaser because we touched on it on Thursday already. The Rashash holds that fundamentally the malacha of Zoreya is similar to the malacha of Mevashel. Meaning to say that according to the Rashash, if I put a seed in the ground and then I pull the seed out of the ground before it takes root, so effectively I'm going to be potter. Right, that's the yisod of the Rashash. And that is obviously very similar to the malacha of Mevashel Ufe, where the Gemara in Daf Dalet says that if I remove the bread from the oven before the bread bakes, I'm also going to become potter. That's the yisod of the Rashash. The Minchas Chinuch mentioned that he thinks Zoreya is not at all similar to Ufe. That Zoreya Yechayeh from the first moment you put the seed in the ground. That was his yesod. Unlike Ofer, where I'm not chayiv until after it bakes, Zoreya, I'm chayiv the first moment I put it in the ground. And therefore, what emerges from this machlokes Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash also, and this is something that Chazon Hess came over to discuss briefly this morning, is, let's say I put some bread in the oven right before Shabbos is over. I put the bread in the oven, let's say, Moshe Shabbos according to Mount Sinai this week was at 5:38. So let's say I put some bread in the oven at 5:35. So according to the Rashash, you're going to be chayiv in that case. Just like Zoreya, I'd be chayiv even though it grows b'chol. Ofa, I'm also chayiv even though it bakes b'chol. If I would arrest the process, if I would stop it, then I'd be potter. But in this case, right, if it ends up baking, then I'm going to be chayiv, even though I put it in right before the end of Shabbos. But according to Minchas Chinuch, ultimately, if I put it in before the end of Shabbos, I'm going to be potter if the baking takes place on Shabbos. That's a huge machlokas. The baking takes place Moshe Shabbos, according to Minchas Chinuch, I'm going to be potter. Correct.
But that's completely against the whole idea of Rodias HaPas.
No, the idea of Rodias HaPas is that the bread will bake on Shabbos, and I manage to take it out of the oven before it bakes, then I'm going to be potter, right? That's the yesod of Rodias HaPas. But Kol says if the entire thing would take place on Shabbos, if it's going to take place on Moshe Shabbos, so then according to the Minchas Chinuch, no matter what, I'm potter. Ad kan, that discussion. Now, we pointed out last time that we thought that this was a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Because the shayla of the Rashash versus the Minchas Chinuch is really a shayla as to whether the malacha of Zoreya is a malacha that happens right now, that the Maisa Zoreya is that the Isser, or do I assume that the malacha of Zoreya is only on the Totsa'a, is only on what takes place later on? The Rashash is much more focused on the Totsa'a, and therefore the Rashash says that if I pull it out of the ground earlier, I'm going to be potter. Minchas Chinuch says we're focused on the Maisa. Right? This is the Aleph base of the discussion. Now this question might relate to Machlokas Rashi and Rambam, because Rashi and the Rambam have Machlokas, what's the Shi'ur of Zoreya? The Rambam says that the Shi'ur of Zoreya is a Kol Shehu.
The Rambam
says it's a Kol Shehu. Rashi writes the Shi'ur of Zoreya is a Grogeris. What's that Machlokas? So I thought, as a Dover Pashtun, and I have to admit when I say I thought, my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Brown, this Rebbe Yeshiva Farakwe, so he has a Sefer Tevas Moshe, which I have by my makom across the hall. So in the Sefer Tevas Moshe, he has a totally different take on this Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. That's not at all what I'm saying, but I still think that what we're saying might be correct, which is that according to the... Everyone holds, I put the seed in the ground when it's a tiny seed. That's the metzias of how you plant. But Rashi holds that I'm not focused on what I just did right now. It's not the maisa alone that's mechayiv. I need some growth. It has to get to the shi'ur of a grogeres in order to be chayiv. Which would mean that when Rashi says that the shi'ur of Zoreya is a grogeres, that means that I'm not chayiv immediately. I'm chayiv when a certain amount of growth takes place. That's very similar to the Rashash. But the Rambam might be more similar to the Minchas Chinuch, which is that the Chiyuv is, right when I put it in the ground, it's the Chiyuv of the Maisa right away. That's what we mentioned last time. This is all Chazara. Now, to go weiter in this discussion, there's a case on in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Se'if Yud Beis, I believe. In Simen Shin Lamed Vav, excuse me, Se'if Yud Aleph. And in Simen Shin Mem Se'if Yud Beis, you have two cases that come up in the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amid Beis. Let's say a person throws some pishtan into water on Shabbos. So the Gemara in Zvachim says that you're chayiv on that. You're chayiv on that right away. The Gemara is medame to the sugya of shriyaso zehu kibusa. Right? That's why it comes up there in Zvachim Tzadi Dalet, which is a sugya of shriyaso zehu kibusa, the sugya that can violate the iser of melabin or kibus on Shabbos just by putting water on a beged. Adkan. Now, that Gemara that says if I put pishtan into the mayim, I'm chayiv right away. Rekhi Gemara, shouldn't this be like putting... The Gemara asks, what's the nature of the chayiv? If the chayiv is because it begins to grow, it begins to sprout, so for the Gemara, afilu chiti v'saivi nami, even wheat and barley, you should also be chayiv. Rather, zakh the Gemara, the chayiv is out...
Lush.
That when I put pishtan into the water, it begins to break down, just like if I have oatmeal. Right? Remember, the malach of lush is going to be very complicated malach when we learn it. It's Hashem. Lush, where the chiyuv comes from the sinas mayim, and where the chiyuv begins from the kibul. Right? It's a machlekes hatanoyim, and it's very hard to unpackage that entire sugya. But zok the gemara, if I put zera pishtan into mayim, so it's like oatmeal. Right? Oatmeal, when you pour water on it, right away, right? At least our instant oatmeal, so you pour water on it, right away it begins to break down and the things begin to get stuck together. No? Isn't that the metzias of oatmeal?
Mm-hmm.
So Zakhli Gemara, the same is true by pishtan. So I'm chay mishum lash. Now the Gemara doesn't really tell me, acharei kechlois hakol, what the story is by chitim and sa'orim that I put into water. Zok the Magen Avram, that even though Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Vav says when I put chitim and sa'orim into the water, I'm chayiv also, I'm chayiv mishum zoreya. Shin Lamed Vav says chitim and sa'orim, I'm chayiv mishum zoreya. Shin Mem says pishtan, I'm chayiv mishum lash. Right? But zok the Magen Avram, the chiyuvim are really very different. They're not just different in terms of the type of malacha that we're talking about, whether it's lush or zoreya, but zok the Magen Avram, the lushan ha-mechaber in Shin Lamed Vav is if I am shore chitim and sa'orim, if I soak it. The lushan of the mechaber in Shin Mem is if I'm nosing zera pishtan. The Magen Avram says nosing means you put it in right now. Shore means you let it soak. It takes time. And therefore, Zok the Magen Avram, I'm only chayiv when I put chitim and sa'orim into the water, I'm only chayiv mishum zoreya if it begins to sprout. I'm only chayiv when it's shore, when it's been there for a while. Now, the pashtus in this Magen Avram is that the Magen Avram is very similar to the shita of the Rashash, no?
Yeah,
the pashtus in the Magen Avram is that this is mamish analogous to what the Rashash tells me, which is that the malacha of Zoreya is not right away when I put it in the ground. The malacha only takes effect later on when it begins to sprout. And that's exactly why the Magen Avram says that when I put the chitim and sa'orim in the water, it's only when it begins to sprout that I'm in violation. I think the Aleph Beis of Judaism, or of this Magen Avram and Sivkatin Yud Beis, the Aleph Beis would be that your chayiv only when it begins to sprout along the lines of the Rashash.
Rashash says you be chayiv like in the Freya, or
if I end up not pulling it out of the ground, I'm chayiv l'mafreya. Right? That's what the Rashash says. I'm chayav from the moment I put it in. And that's exactly what the Magen Avraham is saying. The Magen Avraham is saying, when I put the chitim and sa'orim into the water, I'm chayav providing they sprout. And that's why it says a lashon of shoreh rather than a lashon of nosein. A beautiful Magen Avraham.
He doesn't say it's... he says l'mafreya. I thought he says you be chayav then when it starts growing.
The Rashash?
The Magen Avraham.
The Magen Avraham... I don't have his lashon in front of me. We'd have to look, but if I remember correctly, I think he's going to be chayiv l'mafreya. It's going to be the same type of thing as the Rashash. Again, the Magen Avraham is not getting involved in what would happen if it begins to sprout Motzei Shabbos, right? That issue in the Rashash he doesn't get involved in. But l'cha'ora, it's the same as the Rashash. I think that's cautious. However. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan wrote a book called
The Mishnah Brura
basically doesn't learn this pshat in the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Nun Aleph quotes from the Chaya Adam that Mishanosan Lamayim Chayiv Afagab Delo Yatzmichu El La'achar Kama Yomim. Right? When I put it in the Mayim, I'm Chayiv, even though it won't take sprout for many days. And then he writes in the Shar HaTzion Ois. I'm sorry, let me read it again. The Mishnah Berurah says, Take it. Mishanasan lemayim, am chayiv afagav delo latzmicha la'achar kami yomim. You chayiv right away. Now, if I just have those words, I'd say that's exactly the same as the minchas chinuch. Am chayiv right away. He writes in the Shar HaTzion that even the Magen Avraham is moda. Umemait rakim nasam lechatchila al zman muat delo efshar sheyatzmiach bezeh hazman. Zok the Shar HaTzion, when the Magen Avraham says that the Chiyuv is when it sprouts, as opposed to right away, that means that the Magen Avraham is permitting, if you will, leave it there for a second without any kavana for it to sprout. But if you would leave it there with kavana for it to sprout, then you're going to be Chayiv right away. Right? Which means, I would say, it's somewhat similar to the Minchas Chinuch, but not exactly. Right? The Minchas Chinuch says, I'm chayiv right away no matter what, no? But the Mishnah Brura is saying that you're chayiv right away only if you leave it there with the intention to leave it there long enough for it to sprout. Right? It's not like the Rashash, who says that no matter what, you're not chayiv unless it ends up sprouting. The Mishnah Brura is somewhere in between, right? He's saying that you're chayiv right away when you leave it there with intention for it to remain until it sprouts.
Well, it would be more like the Menchas Chinuch. In other words, the Menchas Chinuch says you cannot, the die is cast, you cannot uproot it anymore.
I can't Once it's in
so
the
ground. So he says the same thing.
So he says the same thing, but if I leave it there for 1 second, let's say I throw Zera on the ground for 1 second, according to the Minchas Chinuch, am I chayiv? L'chayiv, I'm chayiv. But the Shar HaTzion is saying within the Magen Avraham, I'm only chayiv when I throw on that for a second, if it will end up sprouting, right? But if I throw it there for a second and my kavon is for it not to sprout, then I'm not going to be chayiv. So you get the impression from this Mishnah Brura that he is somewhere in between. Even though I would say the pashtus in the Magen Avraham is that the Magen Avraham is like the Rashash, that the chiyuv is only when it sprouts, right? Again, and whether that chiyuv sets in l'mafreya or not, we have to unpack exact, right? But the chiyuv is only when it sprouts.
Well, that's partial that it does.
L'cha'ora, yeah, because, well, I can't be chayav on Tuesday.
No, but you're mechayev.
I'm mechayev for what I did on Shabbos. Correct, because I can't mechayev. Yeah. But the Pashas in the Magen Avraham, I'd say, if you just read the Magen Avraham, it's like the Rashash. But the Mishnah Brura makes the Magen Avraham more similar to the Minchas Chinuch. Right? I think that's what emerges. Now, in the Shvisas HaShabbos, the Shvisas HaShabbos is inclined a few things. First of all, in the general machlokas between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch, whether once I put something in the ground, can I make it ois malacha by taking it out? So the Shvisas HaShabbos is inclined that once it's in the ground, you're going to be chayiv. Like the Minchas Chinuch. He has the Raya, we spoke about this, I think, from the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara says if a person is Noiteya b'Shabbos, if you plant on Shabbos, if I did it b'shogeg, yikayim, I leave it. According to the Rashash, I should be mechuyif to pull it out. Therefore, says the Shvisas HaShabbos, that the Minchas Chinuch is correct lahalacha, based on that Gemara, not the Rashash. That's his first nekuda. But then he writes that the Magen Avraham really sounds like the Rashash. Because the Magen Avraham writes, he only chayv if it sprouts. That sounds mamash like the Rashash. How do you get out of this one? So comes along the Shvisas HaShabbos with a tremendous yesod. He says, you know what, gentlemen? There's a difference between an av malacha and a tolda. You see, the av malacha of Zoreya is when I put something in the ground. Now, let's explain what ground is. Ground is, ready for this one? Dirt. That's ground. I put a seed in dirt. That's the av malacha of Zoreya. If I put seeds in mayim, I can also be chayiv. But if I'm chayiv from putting seeds in mayim, that chayiv is a tolda because it resembles the av, but it's not exactly the same as the av. Now, when I'm chayiv out tolda, says the Shvisas HaShabbos, so the tolda requires a real dimyon, a complete similarity to what the actual malacha is, to the malacha, I would say, in its quintessential form. The quintessential malacha of Zereya is, I put it in the ground and it begins to sprout. That's normal Zriya. If I put something in the ground, dirt, I'm going to be chayiv right away. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. That's what the Shvisas HaShabbos paskins. When I put something in water, water is not really dome to Zereya. Water is a tolda. But to be a tolda, I need a real dimyan. Right? What's my comparison? What's my comparison? It's not the same. This is water, that's dirt. How's it compared? Oh, I'll tell you how it's compared. It's compared because it also begins to sprout. So therefore, it's really dome. Unless it sprouts, if I just put it in water and it doesn't sprout, so it's not doma, I would say, in the maisa, and it's not doma in the totsa'a. Every malacha in Judaism has a maisa hamalacha, the action that I do, and the totsa'a, the result of it, no? If something is the paradigmatic malacha, if it's putting a seed in the ground, so I say, oh, das is the maisa. That's the maisa of Zoreya. That's the maisa of Zoreya. I'm chayiv right away. But something is not the paradigmatic malacha. I'm putting it in water. Oh, you want to be chayiv for putting it in water? You better have a real dimyan in the totsa'a because you don't have a dimyan in the maisa. No? That's the yesod of the Shvisas HaShabbos. Precisely because putting it in the mayim is a tolda, that's why it has to begin to take root. Now, in the Sefer Tevas Moshe, that's my Rebbe from Yeshiva Farakway of Moshe Brown, he says this yisod from the Shvisas HaShabbos. And he says that this yisod can explain many different totals of melachos. Many different totals. For example, he has this shtickle Torah in the melach of ma'abed, of tanning leather. There seems to be an amount of zman that you can be chayiv that you need for this, for the salt, the materials that tan the leather. There's an amount of zman that it has to be on the leather for it to really effectuate tanning. That amount of zman might be kedei mahalach mil or kedei mahalach dalar milin. Right? It's similar to like the zman that's necessary for malicha of basar to get the dam out of the basar. Right? You need a certain amount of time that the salt is on the meat to begin to affect drawing the blood out. I need a certain amount of time that the salt is on the leather to begin to for Ibud to take place. The problem is that the Gemara in Menachos writes that when they brought karbanos, so karbanos are an exception to many malachas on Shabbos. No, they would shecht karbanos on Shabbos, right? That's netilas neshama, it's a real malacha. And another exception the Gemara Menachos says is that they would salt the karbanos, right? That's a pasuk. They would salt the karbanos, and that would be an exception to the malacha of ma'abed. So the question is, why is it an exception to malacha ma'abed? The kohanim are zrizen hay, they would salt, and then they'd put on the mizbeach right away. Why is an exception to the malach of ma'abed? So says Rabbi Brown, he thinks that when it comes to the av malach of ma'abed, you don't really need the zman for the salt to impact on the hide. But when it comes to the tolda of ma'abed, if it's ma'abed of basar, not ma'abed of ur, if I'm salting meat rather than salting hide, so then I need the zman for it to take effect. Because the same yesod, a tolda, it's not the same pa'ula, it's not the same ma'isa that I'm doing when I salt basar. The only reason why I'd be chayiv is because of the totsa'ah, because of the effect. Oh, okay, so if I'm only chayiv out to the totsa'ah, that's why I need the zman for the ibud to take effect. That's your shtickle Torah. It's the same as what we're saying from the Shvisas HaShabbos over here in terms of the perish of the Magen Avram in the Melacha of Zoreya.
We say, well, ain't Ibud Ba'ofin, unless you want, at least from the Torah.
Correct. So there's an Issud Rabbanon of Ibud on Ochlin, right? We know I'm not allowed to salt my vegetables, right, for example. That's an Issud Rabbanon of, like, Domel and Ma'abed, they're assumed Rabbanon, but for that, the Rambam holds that you need an amount of time that the salt is on the item. That's the Yisod that he has. Okay, let's go weiter.
What's the name of the Sefer?
Tevas Moshe. We have Moshe Bezalel Brown. When Rabbi Brown finished Shas in Yeshiva near Yisrael, and he left Yeshiva, he went to become Rebbe in Yeshiva Farak, where I just found in my parents' house that at the Sudas Preda for Rabbi Brown, they made it like the Yeshiva's big dinner, so the guest speaker at that Suda was my father, because my father has a very close relationship with Rav Ruderman's a friend of Lev Racha, with the Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva, I told you guys this story, no? My father was running the Federation of Baltimore, and Rav Ruderman felt that during the Yom Kippur War, he had to go to work on Sukkot to raise money. And he sent the guy from Yeshiva to pick up my father and drive him to work and to call on the phone all of the Jewish donors to give money to Israel on the first days of Sukkot. And Rav Ruderman himself, Erev Yontiv, went to my mother. My mother was pregnant with me at that time. Went to my mother and said, listen, your husband's going to go to work on Sukkot. Don't think he's doing anything wrong. I told him he has to. Based on this, my mother thinks that Rav Ruderman is like the greatest person to ever walk the face of this earth. It happens to be an impressive story. Rav Ruderman was a god of the mensch, without question. Okay, so let's go weiter.
Does everyone agree with that idea of Avon Tolda, that the Tolda has to be like comparable in
one? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if everyone agrees. But I think I have other rayas to this yesod. And let me give you another one right now, okay? And in fact, this one I'll tell you I think most don't agree with. But Rav Shechter has this Yesod in his Sefer, Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Vav Ois Gimel. Okay, in the Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shechter develops an idea that even though Melacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa is a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, whether Yechayev or Potter, right? And we pass that Melacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa is Asur Midrabanan, unless you're a Rambam Jew who holds that Melacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa is Asur Min HaTorah, but most of the Melacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa is Asur Midrabanan. But Rav Shechter develops a Yisrael based on a Ran in Shabbos about Maskoria Dinaz Yasa, the Ran in Ksubis, about Maskoria Dinaz Yasa, that if I have a hole in a barrel and I stick in like a rag, right, in that hole, so there's going to be some Isser of Sochet in that case. Because the Maisa, some of the liquid will come out, no? Because I'm putting it in and taking it out, and some liquid will get squeezed out. So the Ran writes over there, well, you know what? Since Sochet is only a tolda of Dash, and it's Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, because you don't really need what comes out, that's why it's Mutter. This leads to Yesod that many Achrenim have. Rebbe Menachem Zemba has this in the Sefer Totzos Chaim, in Simen Vav, and Rav Shechter has it in the Eretz HaTzvi, that a tolda is only chayv if it's a tolda HaTzricha L'Gufa. Tolda She'ein HaTzricha L'Gufa is not going to be chayiv. The tolda, right? If it's a tolda that's ein atzricha legufa, it's not doma to the av malach at all. You see, to be a tolda, you have to be similar to the av. So I could be similar to the av in the pu'ula, in the maisa, but it's a tolda, so it's not really similar in the maisa. Elamai, it has to be similar in the totsa'a, in the result, in what comes out. If it's ein atzricha legufa, tolda she'ein atzricha legufa, so one could argue that you're going to be putter. That's a very similar yesoid to this idea that since the malacha of zoreya is not really b'mayim, it's only a tolda, that's why you require that it begins to germinate. The same yesoid, I think, emerges from what Rav Shechter has in the Sefer. Yeah, Yosef?
That's not true on the Rabbanan, that chedesh, right? Because malacha she'ein atzricha legufa, even by now,
Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, we are passing as also midrabanan.
Right. So,
but a tolda She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, Rav Shechter has in the Sefer, is it garnished? It could be heter gomor.
Right. But it's a chiddush on a level. Can we address
yes.
Okay.
Now, but let me bring this back to the Melacha of Zoreya. The Gemara at the beginning of Moed Katan, I gave this to you in the Mara Mekomis, on Moed Katan, Daf Beis on the Beis. There's a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef about Menachesh and Mashke Mayim Mizraim. Right? Menachesh is that I do some pruning, no, some weeding. And Mashke Mayim Mizraim is that I pour water on the ground to cause it to grow. So Rabba says that Yechayiv Mishum Choyresh. Rav Yosef says Yechayiv Mishum Zoreya. In the Hemshech HaGemara there, Abaye says, Yechayiv, both, Mishum Choresh and Mishum Zoreya, right? Nonetheless, Lahalacha, the Urzarua paskins, that Yechayiv only Mishum Zoreya. But the majority of Rishonim disagree with the Urzarua, and the majority of Rishonim assume that you are chayiv mishum choresh and mishum zoreya. So if I'm mashke mayim mizraim, if I water the grass on Shabbos, so we paskin, then I'm chayiv mishum zoreya and mishum choresh. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, right, in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Os Se'if Gimel, that if you eat in the garden on Shabbos, you know, some people like to have, you know, Perek in the park or something, right? So, assuming that there's an Eruv. So you go out, and you're eating lunch in the park, on the grass. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to be very careful. You're not allowed to do Netilas Yadayim on the ground, on the grass, because that's Mashke. You're watering the grass. And if I water the grass, I'm chayiv mishum chayvish and zoreya, zot the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura. And even though I don't have kavana to water the grass, but it's a psik reisha, and therefore I'm still going to be chayiv. I am allowed to, it says in Shulchan Aruch, and I apologize, pardon me, I'm allowed to be mato me raglayim. Because if you urinate on the grass, it doesn't cause it to grow. Right? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Mishnah Brura over here has two opinions. Am I allowed to eat in your garden on Shabbos? Because it's a psik reisha if I wash my hands or if I'm gonna drip water on the grass. Psik reisha, though, is a psik reisha de loy nichole, because it's your grass. It's not my grass. I don't care. So Mishnah Berurah quotes that yesh matirim, because it's a psik reisha de loy nichole, but harbe poskim usrim, even though it's a psik reisha de loy nichole. Now, psik reisha de loy nichole, Tosfos points out on Kuf Gimel and elsewhere, every psik reisha de loy nichole is fundamentally a malacha shein tzricha legufa. What emerges is like this, okay? This is my cheshbon from this morning. Tell me if I'm right. Mashgemayim uzra'im is a tolda. If it's in your grass, it's a tolda of a malacha she'ain tzricha legufa, right? Psik reisha de loy nichole equals malacha she'ain tzricha legufa. So this should be a tolda she'ain tzricha legufa, which should be heter gomer. So Lacha Eirad, when the Mishnah Brura says we're machmir on psik reisha de loy nichole, right? I don't know if it's 100% barer. Yeah, in Shin Chav, a machmir on psik reisha de loy nichole, but that might be right. Ken Zayin, we could say that I'm only machmir on psik reisha de loy nichole on an av malacha, but on a tolda, maybe I should be make on psik reisha de loy nichole, since psik reisha de loy nichole is a malacha shein tzricha legufa. On a tolda, it's going to be a tolda shein tzricha legufa. But apparently, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold that this whole cheshbon. The Mishnah Berurah, it's clear from here in Sivkot and Chav Zayin, and from the sources he quotes in Shin Chaf, etc., that even a tolda she'ena tzricha legufa is also going to be aser, which is against the Shtikl Torah. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back.
Mishnah Berurah obviously doesn't hold of this.
The Mishnah Berurah does not hold of the Shtikl Torah at all. Right, that, I think that's clear. Rav Shechter has a Shtikl Torah. The Totsos Chayim, Rabbi Nachum Zemba, has a Shtikl Torah, but what emerges from the Psak and the Mishnah Berurah, if the Mishnah Berurah holds the Shtikl Torah, so then it should be mutter to, for me to eat in your backyard, because it's going to be a tolda. In the worst case scenario, it's Mashgemay Muzroim, which is a tolda, and that would be a tolda She'ein Tzricha Legufa, because it's going to be a Psak Reisha Delay Nichalei.
Is there a Machlokes whether or not a She'ein Tzricha Legufa is a
So Tosfos on Kuf Gimel assumes that every psik reisha de loy nichole is by definition a malacha shein tzricha legufa. I'm working within the Tosfos on Kuf Gimel.
Okay.
According to that Tosfos, yeah, that everything is a malacha like this. Yeah.
But we were explaining because of malacha shein tzricha legufa that resemble the malacha, but here it doesn't resemble malacha because you are watering and it is growing.
I am watering it and it will grow.
Even though
with Moshe Shikha
Gufa, in this scenario, it doesn't resemble the Av, though.
The Av is throwing
the
seed into the ground.
The Av is throwing... Over here, it's... You see, the fact is, Mashkeman Mizraim, it's not really like the Av. The Av, it's a different pu'ula. I'm watering, as opposed to...
But it's causing it to grow.
I am causing it to grow, but it has to be the causing to grow takes place, and that's me, I'm happy with it, L'chaira. If I'm not happy with it, because it's your field, someone could argue that this should be a tolda shein tzricha legufa.
No, I'm saying, I understand it's shein tzricha legufa. No, I understand it's the nichole, but to say that it's shein tzricha legufa.
I think it's shein tzricha legufa still, because I don't, whenever it's lo nichole, by definition, I don't care about the result. It's only domeh to the av if I want the growth. Over here, you're right, it will grow, but I don't want it to grow, because it's your stuff. I don't want your stuff to grow. Don't know.
And so then to water it outright?
What?
To water it outright, to walk over and just pour water on it?
So to just pour water on it is a tolda. It's a Toda we pass it of both Choresh and Zorei against
Zorei. If you don't want it, then you could say it's a Molochev Sechagufu because I don't want it to grow. I don't know if that one, the difference should be
enough. I'm not sure. I mean, I could hear that as Yeshel Ayin. Okay, let's just talk. Let's talk about this is one of the major issues halacha lemaisa in the Molochev of Zorei, yeah? So let's just talk. Yeah.
What is the shaila of Choresh here?
So the shaila of Choresh is that because I'm pouring water on the ground, that softens the ground. Yeah. I have grass, but grass
in order to do Zorea.
Right. But if I water the grass and I loosen the ground in that process, so chayra, I'm also softening the ground. Right, which makes Zeria easier. Now, the Arzarua himself is Mechalik. He says that maybe you only violate Zeria if there is stuff growing, and you only violate Choresh if it's going to grow after. Right, this comes up, I remember as a counselor in Morish HaKolal a bazillion years ago. So one of the guys in the bunk noticed that whenever you turn on the sinks in the bunk, or if you'd flush the toilet, water would drip out underneath the bunk. And under the bunk, they had lots of weeds, no? And the shaila is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Are you allowed to, right? A big chumah. You can't flush the toilet on Morish HaKolal on Shabbos. Because what? Because the water will come out. So now, the Shmiras Shabbos kehilchasa in a... I have it written down somewhere. The Shmir Shas Kilchasa in Perek Chavvav, I believe. I'd have to find the Marimakom. So Shmir Shabbos is inclined that maybe there is Svaris Lahakel because this is a Psikresha Ayyadeh Grama. Meaning the moment
I...
the Kavod Abrius is for sure using the toilet, but Psikresha Ayyadeh Grama, it's a grama because when I flush the toilet or I turn on the sink, it doesn't have the water go down right away. It goes through the pipes a bit beforehand, and then the water ends up on the grass. So maybe that's a svara why it should be meko. And we have to also be mitzdarif the fact that it's a Psikresha Delonichale, and the Aruch is meko Psikresha. I think we'd have to say something along those lines. But these are shailas that can come up in Zireya, certainly. So according to Rav Soloveitchik's Hagdar of Grama, it's not. But according to the traditional understanding of Grama, that whenever there's a time delay, there's Grama. So by definition, this would be a Grama. Exactly.
What happened to KUI? Let's take
the
grass.
What?
The water fountain came to why that was connected to a hose that went onto the grass.
So what did they say?
No, I don't think anyone realized it because it was fishing over to a bucket, but the bucket overflowed long ago.
Uh-huh. Right? These are the same type of fishers. Again, I think it's more chamor if there is stuff growing there than if there's no stuff growing. Now, The Hagos Mordechai in Perek Klal Gadol has a line that he quotes the Gemara Mayit Katan that Mashgemayim Lizra'im Mishum Mayim Asrinon Pei, and Abaya says that Yechai Mishum Choresh and Zoreya. Then he quotes from the Sefer Yireyim that where there are Asavim Lizra'im Shetzrichin Lamayim Kigom Bimos HaKayetz Lo Yashlich Sham Mayim b'Shabbos v'lo yirchotz yodav v'raglov aleihen v'lo yashdin aleihen. Afal pi she'eino miskavin l'gadlam sikreisha v'lo yamosu. Sefer Yireyim says that when the grass needs water, so you shouldn't pour water there, even though, and you shouldn't urinate there, even though it's a psikreisha d'lo nicholei, excuse me, even though it's in the miskavin, even though it's in the miskavin, it's a psikreisha, and that's why it's chayiv. Then he quotes that the Sefer HaTrumah is mekol on being mashed in mayim. In other words, the Yireyim is machmir not to be mashed in mayim, and the Sefer HaTrumah is mekol on being mashed in mayim. Now, Rav Eider, in his Hilchos Shabbos book, Ha'ara 6, I believe, in Zoreya, Rav Eider says that if you're medayek in the Hagos Mordechai well, the Hagos Mordechai is mekel, or let me say it backwards. The Hagos Mordechai says that if the asovim is tzrichim lemayim, then I shouldn't wash my hands. Implying that if the asovim is enom tzrichim lemayim, then I can wash my hands. Meaning, says Rabbi Eider, that if there was a huge amount of rain, and the grass is fully suffused with rain, so I'm allowed to put water on that grass. L'may nafka mina. And Rabbi Ribiat has this in notes 40 and 41 in his book, in his Sefer. This comes up all the time. Let's say it's Sukkos. And you have a shlak on top of your sukkah because it's raining. You don't want your sukkah to get ruined. Am I allowed to pull my sukkah shlak off when the residual water that's on my shlak will inevitably, psik resha, fall on the grass and water my grass? No? So they quote that this is going to be mutter when, because if the grass is fully suffused, right? If the asovim is tzrichim lamayim, then there's a problem. But if it's enam tzrichim lamayim, then it's not a problem. That's what it says in the Sfarim. That would mean, l'cha'ira, that you should take your shlak off right when the rain stops. Because if I leave my shlak up until a few hours later, right? Now, again, one could argue that obviously, if you have a patio between the grass and the sukkah, so many people don't build their sukkah right on the grass. They build the sukkah on some concrete. So if the water will come down and hit the concrete and then go onto the grass, one could argue that might be more akin to a Davishena Miskaven, maybe a Grumma, something along those lines. But if my sukkah shlak is going to come off and have the water go directly on the grass, that's a very serious shaila of the malacha of Zoreya. And the only kula I'm aware of is this diuk in the Hagos Mordechai, that it's mutter only because it's enom tzrichim lamayim. Now, I have to admit that I'm not completely convinced that this is permitted, and I'll tell you why. First of all, the major marimakim in Rishonim on this sugya is in the Or Zarua in Siman Nun Daled. And the Or Zarua writes that he is mesupik which whether there's a gavol. Ani hamechaber eini yodeya shema gavol yesh lahem. Right? In the related case about, let's say, putting flowers into a flower pot on Shabbos, when the flowers might open up, it says in Shulchan Aruch that's usher to put it in, right? And again, these are gemaras in Sukkah. This comes up on Sukkahs all the time. The Rama writes over here earlier in Shin Lamed Vav. The Rama writes that these the anfei mutter lahamid anfei ilonas b'mayim b'shabes ubovad shelo yiyu behem prachem v'shoshanim shehem niftachem milachuches hamayim. Right? You're allowed to put the flowers in the water on Shabbos, up the Ramah, if they don't have flowers that will open. And the Ramah sends you to what he wrote in Tafresh Nun Dalet in Hilchos Sukkah, where there the Ramah only permits you to be lahachzir lamayim. I can't put it in the water initially under any circumstance. If it was already in the water before Shabbos, Zok the Ramah, then I'm allowed to be machzir lamayim, providing the flowers won't open up more. In the context of flowers that open up more, which would be some iser of zoreya, because it's causing growth, right? So in that context, the Urzara writes, Eini yodeya ezig voyesh. I don't know what's considered fully opened, what's not considered fully opened, etc. It seems to me that that same svara should apply to the grass. Eini yodeya ezig voyesh. I don't know what you want to be matir based on this diuk that Rabbi Eider has, that right, the sukkah shlak It can be poured onto the grass because the grass is fully suffused. Any idea is a voyesh. How much fully suffused is fully suffused? That's one ha'ara. The other ha'ara that I have on this kula is l'cha'ira kol zeh le'inyin the malacha of zoreya. But once we paskin that you violate both zoreya and choresh when you mashke mayim lizra'im, so how do I get out of the choresh problem? I should probably talk to Rav Posen about this. He'd be a good person to discuss the shayla with. But how do I get out of the shayla of choresh when I pour, when I undo the water from the shlak? Right? Shouldn't it be choresh? Also, the way we paskin, we don't hold like the arzara that it's only zoreya. We have it's also choresh. Once it's also choresh, so what if it's suffused? So what if the grass is already wet? Right? But lamaisa, it softens the ground more. L'cha'ayra, there is more choresh, so I don't understand why this is going to be mutter. Yeah?
Why would it be comparable to like moving already dirt?
No, in Hilchos Muktza, like moving dirt?
No, I mean like if dirt's already flagged, then it's not choresh, right?
Because over here, I just don't, again, besides the Inyo de Ezek Voyesh, I would assume that if the grass is fully suffused with water, that's one thing. But still, who says the ground is mamish soft? Right? I assume that requires more water for the ground to completely soft. I'm not a farmer. But Hanir Lofi in the Estaiti, that requires more water for the ground to soften, and therefore, even if I solve a Zoreya problem because the grass is suffused, but Mehechatesi solve the Choresh problem. Right? That's Hanir Lofi in the Estaiti. Now, just to go back, we said a Sevara that Zoreya b'mayim is a tolda, and therefore it has to begin to take root, right? But Zoreya on the ground is the av malacha, and therefore you can be chayiv according to Minchas Chinuch right away. And Rov HaAchronim paskin like the Minchas Chinuch. Our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, has the following ka'ara. He says that this svara, which I don't believe he quotes from the Shvisas or Shabbos, he says that many have the Svara, but this Svara seems to be against Shulchan Aruch. Because Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Vav Se'if Dalet says, you should be careful not to throw so many seeds to your Tarnagoylem that the Tarnagoylem cannot eat all the seeds the same day. I'm allowed to throw the seeds to the Tarnagoylem if the Tarnagoylem will eat it that day. No? Shin Lamed Vav Se'if Dalet. Im yashach v'tarnagolim, lo yashach v'kishir shiyochul bo b'yom. Now, one second, hold it. If the Minchas Chinuch is correct, that when it's an av malacha, al kopanim, right, you're chayiv right away, so what if the tarnagolim will eat it today? Lo chayra, I was chayiv for throwing the seed on the ground, because it's ground, and you're chayiv right away. I think there's a very strong kasha. So the Megillah Sefer wants to say, you see from here that the Mishnah Berurah is right. There's no distinction between av and tolda. And if I plant something in a way that it will never germinate, so there's no malacha of zereya. Right? So there's no malacha of zereya if I put the seeds in the water and I intend on pulling them out right away. And there's no malacha of zereya if I throw the seeds on the ground and I intend for the tarnagolem to eat it right away. In either instance, there's no malacha of zereya. That's what he says. Hanir Lafin is taiti, that maybe there's another way out, as follows. There's a machlokes between the Magen Avos and the Igleital. The Igleital and Sifkat and Zayin says that you can violate the malacha of Zoreya even if you don't cover it with dirt. But the Magen Avos writes, based on the Gemara at the end of Makkos, the Gemara says that Yesh Choresh Betelam Echad V'Chayiv Mishum Zayin Ches, whatever it is, you can find like a million Isurim, and one of them is I'm plowing and I'm covering seeds. So you see that you only chayiv if you cover the seeds, as the Magen Avos. If that's the case, I would argue, Azoy, maybe the pshat is if I don't cover the seeds, maybe that's a tolda of Zoreya, maybe it's not an av. And once it's a tolda of Zoreya, so then I'm back to my Terence of the Shvisas HaShabbos that I love so much. Once I could say that unless the seed is covered, presumably when I'm throwing the seeds to my Tarnagolim, they're not covered, right? I throw it to the Tarn Goylem, and I want the Tarn Goylem to eat it from the top of the ground. Ah, you want to be chayiv right away because what? Because it's Zoreya on Karka and you should be chayiv right away? No! I'm not chayiv right away because it's a toldah since I didn't cover it. And if I didn't cover it, it's a toldah, so I'm only chayiv when it's going to germinate. And if the Tarn Goylem will eat it before it germinates, that's why it's mutter. I think this is actually not bad. Okay, Chevra. Obviously, we have a lot more that we could say on this, but maybe we should move past them in Chazkun Nechon and Rashash. Maybe during Seder tomorrow, there's a var. Michal Forschlager has a var in his Sefer, the Mechalikas between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe we'll talk about that, but we should have Minchas.